Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. After rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go to the next town, that I might preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When I was a little kid, I grew up in a neighborhood that was filled with kids. Houses on each side of ours, for three or four houses down in each direction, all had kids that were similar ages to mine and my sister's. And at any time, particularly in the summer, kids were outside playing. Now, in today's age, that seems like a rather foreign concept, but that's all we had to do, was to go outside and play. And one of our favorite games to play was hide and seek. You know how it goes. One person's it and closes their eyes, counting to whatever particular number is chosen, and the rest would run and hide. And we played that the hiders had to try to get back to home base before they could get touched by the it person. It constantly rotated between hiders and finders. And one day, there was about eight of us playing, and there was a little girl from down the street. Her name was Barbara, but she didn't play with us very often. Well, at the end of one of the game, all the hiders were called in. We all came in except for Barbara. We called and called, and we looked and we looked. But no one could find her. She just seemed to disappear. Everyone is looking for you. Peter, the already leader of this small mission group, sounds exasperated at Jesus, doesn't he? "How can you be out here?" his statement suggests. I suppose he has a point. If you look back at the last 24 hours, for this small group, they've been teaching in the synagogue, exorcising a demon in the middle of the service, healing Simon's mother-in-law, and then healing the crowds and casting out demons that evening. My guess is that Peter and the others woke that next morning to find more crowds at the door looking for Jesus. But were they really? I mean, were they really looking for Jesus, or were they looking for something else? Are people still looking for Jesus today, or are they looking for something else? Whatever the answer is, the search most certainly is on. I think it's safe to say that every person is searching for something outside of themselves. Adam and Eve had everything they could ever want or need, and yet they looked for something else. And it continued through Scripture, and it continues right up today. We live in a world that's filled with isms. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Conservatism, progressivism, you know, all of the isms that we hear on the news today. Time does not permit to list them. Every ism simply separates one group from another, which always seems to be in a search for acceptance by a particular community, a place where thoughts, ideologies, and practices are embraced by the group. Now, while in theory this sounds good, it soon becomes the exact opposite of what the search started out for. For today, all the isms are nothing more than a promotion of the self. To be embraced by the group means that the group must validate my thoughts, follow my political ideologies, and accept every practice of mine without any questions being asked. So this becomes the underlying fallacy of every person who claims they are searching for something outside of themselves. You see, when the sinful nature searches, it will only find the self. It's the only thing that it can find. Everyone is looking for you. When I was a kid, there was no 24-hour news cable stations. There was no internet, no cell phones, no social media of any type. We wouldn't even have known what those words meant. We never heard of kids being kidnapped or gone missing or anything like that. So we were not all that concerned when we couldn't find Barbara after the game. But after about 45 minutes, we started to get concerned. We didn't really know what to do. We didn't want to get into trouble. Because you see, when I was a little kid, everybody felt a small bit of responsibility for your friends while you were out. But we had no choice. We had to go tell her mom. We knocked on the door. Her mom answered. And we said while we were playing, she disappeared. And we cannot find her. "Find her," she said. "She's right here watching TV." Well, we were most certainly relieved, not because she was okay, but because that meant that we were not going to get into any kind of trouble or be grounded by our parents for losing her. Everyone is looking for you, but probably for selfish reasons, and I completely understand. If someone happened to come walking down the road out here and that they could take away all of my physical ailments and all that my family suffers through with simply the touch of a hand, I would be looking for him too. But that search misses the point. Jesus didn't come here to cure what physically ails us, like Peter's mother-in-law, like the people waiting outside the house. Jesus came to deal with true sickness, that of sin and death. Jesus himself is very upfront about this. When Peter and the others find Jesus, everyone is looking for you, probably so that he can do some more healing and casting out. But Jesus says, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came." Jesus did not come only to heal and to cast out demons. Now, these were wonderful miracles and surely changed the lives of those who were healed and their families. Jesus' primary mission is to speak his good news to you. And so far, through this first chapter of Mark's gospel, that good news is this: the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Notice that it is Jesus that is doing the going. He is doing the searching. He is doing the finding through the preaching of his word. The very word of God, who became flesh, preaches his word into the ears of the hearer in order to create faith in these actions. And these are his actions for us. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. That's what Jesus came to do. That's what Jesus would do for the people. That's what Jesus did for us. He took our place, our death that we owed, our accumulated sin, and gave his life so that we may live. So that we might receive a miraculous, life-changing, eternity-altering gift. the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus is right there for the finding, if you look in the right places. We couldn't find Barbara because we were looking in the wrong places. The people in our reading could not find Jesus because they were looking in the wrong places. People can't find what's outside of themselves because their search is always inward, the wrong places. But the search for Jesus is easy. Maybe that's why people today have such a hard time. It's easy because Jesus, the Almighty, all-powerful, Lord of all, is not threatened by letting himself be found in the simplest of places. In the simplicity of water poured over an infant's head. In the simple elements of bread and wine with his words spoken over them. They carry God the Holy Spirit to you, creating faith, strengthening faith, and forgiving sins. Everyone is looking for you. For everyone looking for Jesus, you need look no farther than these means of grace. Now, Jesus is God. He can be found anywhere, but he has promised that he will always be here in his word, in the precious waters of baptism, and in his body and blood that we receive at this rail. It's why he came. It's why he must preach to the next towns. He did it all so that he may be found here. Amen.